Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
It's good to be with you again in this time of prayer, so I invite you to settle in mentally, physically, into this time of prayer that you have. Turn your heart inwards. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's turn our hearts to Jesus, who's there. The sanctity, the beauty of your own soul, of your interior world, turn to him now. Be silence any external distractions, things that would turn you away, your senses, your heart, your mind, your sight, from the Lord. Settle into a place of relaxation, peace, so that you can speak to the Lord. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe you're here and you do want to speak to me. I believe this time of prayer will be fruitful, that as I turn my heart to you, my mind to you, you're going to speak, you're going to conform, you're going to reveal deeper truths. You're going to allow me to be more connected to you as I'm honest with you in my prayer. But also you're going to console and kind of propel me into my day with greater confidence and trust and hope and excitement about what you want to do and how you want to reveal yourself throughout this day. I hope in you. I trust in you, Lord. I trust you'll be present here in prayer. I trust you'll minister to me, speak to me, console me, and give me all that I need as far as graces for the day. I love you. I love the truth of your gospel. I love how you speak to me and care for me. And I know that today's prayer will be no different, Lord. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful this time we have where you're listening and speaking. I love you. Humble myself in your presence. Come, Lord Jesus, speak to me. I turn my attention to Mark 4, verses 26 to 34. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It's as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise at night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It's like a mustard seed. When it's sown in the ground, it is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. But once it's sown, it springs up, becomes the largest of plants, put forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, and they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. Well, Jesus, we're your disciples. We're coming to you in private here, asking for you to reveal yourself, to speak to us through this word. Explain to us in our hearts, what does it mean? What do you want us to learn from it? First thing I'm struck by, Jesus, is that these reflections on the kingdom and the images you came up with, like the seed, the mustard seed particularly, or just seeds in general, how they grow without us knowing. These are the fruits of your own reflection, maybe your own dialogues with Joseph and Mary or other family friends or other farmers. Like, you yourself are using your mind, your heart, meditate on the realities of the world and see, what's God speaking to me through them? How do they reflect the divine mysteries, in this case, of the kingdom and how it grows? And that challenges me. I want to also have that heart, Jesus, that looks at realities, looks at the news, look at the physical world around me, the way things function and work, and discover in them a reflection of you and the way you work, your divine intellect, your mind, your heart, So Jesus, give me a reflective, meditative spirit that can discover in the truths of the world, of the physical world, the sciences, whether human sciences or material sciences, discover you, reflections of your intellect. And so the two that you offer me today strike me, the seed. And the relationship of the farmer to the seed, like he does what he does. He scatters the seed, he spreads it out, he prepares hopefully a hospitable landing for it by tilling the earth and preparing. But he just prepares and then throws this seed, really doesn't do much other than scatter it and allow it to fall into the earth. And then he goes to bed and lets the seed do what it does. Like all he can do is prepare, scatter, and then let nature, let God, let the power of the seed do what it does. Of its own accord, Jesus says, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear. Like it happens. Earth produces this with the seed, that combination of the earth, the world God created, and this seed that's the fruit of the earth. That combination produces more fruit for us to consume and then more seed for us to sow again. It provides everything we need. There's a power in the creation, in the world, in the earth, that it can produce all that it needs to keep producing all that we need. Like there's a providence, there's a power, there's a goodness in the created world that God made. It gives us all we need. There's a lesson here that the kingdom of heaven, that spiritual kingdom that God wants to create, the power is in God. The power is in what he does. And we just need to prepare the way and let God act and respond accordingly. That it's God's action, the power of grace. And what the church does in the sacraments is just that. We prepare the ground of the souls. We're preparing the soul of your hearts so that when grace falls into it, there's a reaction. There's a beautiful thing. We don't produce the kingdom. We just collaborate with God to let the kingdom spring up where it will. And we try to recognize those signs and then give it water and let God continue to let it grow. How important it is to be men and women who read the signs of the times, who see where God's action is growing, where the kingdom is expanding, and let God lead us and go there and nurture it and let that blade grow and then the ear and then greater seed and some for us to eat and more to sow again. Like that. That's the heart and the mind that we want to have, that I want to have, Lord, to see your action. To trust the kingdom. And then further you say, hey, and some of those seeds are so small, so apparently impotent, unable to produce any effect. Like the mustard seed, so small. And yet, when that's sown in the ground, smallest of all the seeds, once it's sown, and it springs up, comes the largest. Like there's a disproportion between what God apparently from the outside looks like he's doing and then what he actually does. You can't judge by looking at a seed how powerful or strong it is. All you can do is trust and say, hey, Lord, I know you call me just to spread it, to preach it, to share it. To prepare the ground the best I can and to spread the seed and let you do what you do. And you're going to take care of all of it. You can take care of the birds of the air. You're going to take care of me that I can come and rest under its shade and be protected from your sun that's necessary for the growth of the seed but can be damaging to me when it's too much. even to your seed when it's too much, but you balance it all. Like, you take care of everything, the seed, the earth, the birds of the air, the shade humans need, like all of it. Your kingdom is all-encompassing, cares for everything perfectly. All you ask us to do is to spread it and to stand back and watch and let you work. You're the one that provides for the kingdom, and we're just your collaborators. Thank you, Jesus, for that truth which you reveal. Help me to respond to that truth, to believe in that truth, to trust in that truth, and to scatter and to preach and let your seed fall and flow. Amen. Brothers and sisters, keep praying on this word from Mark 4. Let it speak to you. Talk to your have your own conversation with Jesus and let him speak to you, and then make that resolution for your day. How can you respond to that word? How can you let it shape? How can you live in greater trust and abandonment to that word? Amen. The Son of the Spirit.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.